If You See Something, Say Something was created back in 2010 at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security under a licensing agreement with New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority. And it is our day today on September 25th to raise awareness of the importance of individuals throughout local communities saying something if they see something suspicious. And so it is related to terrorism and terrorism-related suspicious activity and reporting. And so we want to make sure that communities across the country, individuals across the country, feel empowered to speak up if they see something suspicious in their local community.
So you're doing some things to make it possible to spread the word on this. And I think one of the things you're doing is a pledge. You're offering people the opportunity to make this pledge. Tell us about this pledge.
Yeah, so it's simple, a pledge to protect. And we all have something or someone that we want to protect, whether it's a local family member, a classmate, a campus, a sporting event. And so as we're going through our daily lives, all we're asking is for individuals to take a personal responsibility. Sometimes we are going about our day and we may not even ask our neighbor how they're doing. But we want individuals to say, you know what, today I'm going to take a minute to pause. I'm going to take a minute to reflect on what's important to me. And what's important leads me to say, I pledge to protect. If I see something suspicious, I'm going to speak up and I'm going to say something to local authorities because it just may save a life.
I'm sure over the time that since this See Something, Say Something initiative has been in play, excuse me. I'm sure that over time since this See Something, Say Something initiative has been in play, it's actually worked. It's actually led to some significant, I guess, efforts to prevent terrorism and other kinds of bad acts. Can you maybe give us an example of one or two that come to mind as you think about this.
Yes, and we've highlighted one, our partnerships throughout the country and our partners who have helped us to spread this good word. And one particular incident comes to mind, and it's dated 12 years ago, but it's significant today. A man stepped out of his SUV in Times Square. And you may remember this one well. Engine still running, and street vendors. Everyday citizens that are just going about their day and running their vendor shop said something to the local NYPD. Just something seems off with this vehicle. Why is it still running? And lo and behold, that vehicle was checked and it was filled with explosives. If those vendors had said, "Up, oh, mind of my business, not my problem." We could be having a different conversation 12 years later. And so it just highlights the significance of individuals raising their hand and saying, just in my gut, something seems off with the behavior and being mindful that we are not saying suspicious individuals or people, but highlighting the fact that that behavior just seems off. And with those examples, we're saying, speak up. The worst thing that can happen is that it turns out to be nothing. But the best thing that can happen is that if it is something that we need to be mindful of, someone is there to take action.
Yeah, I absolutely remember that event. And I remember another one where there was a woman who was on a train in, I think she was on a train in the Chelsea area of New York. And there was an individual who had essentially placed some pressure cookers or a pressure cooker on a street and said something to someone that led to a check. And voila, it was another terror event that was averted because of See Something, Say Something. You mentioned your partners. Who are those partners?
We're so thankful for our partners in the private sector. Individuals love sporting events. And so when we are able to partner with national sports leagues in the private sector, our aviation partners, airport authorities, academic institutions, campuses need to be protected and safe and secure. faith-based organizations. Protecting places of worship is a huge initiative and an endeavor that we continue to pursue and highlight. And with those organizations, we know that they also need the resources and the support. And so we are able to create our graphics and imagery for their use free of charge and be able to give them the tools and the resources that they need. Sometimes even hearing the words terrorism related suspicious activity needs to be explained. And so we want to make sure that we're providing the resources for our external partners.
So would you talk to me a little bit about the enthusiasm, or maybe a better word would be the commitment within the department to keep this initiative going? Because I can remember back when Tom Ridge, the first secretary, took his position. And then on after him, that there was Secretary Chertoff, and there were all the others that have come since then. And there has been this concern about the possibility of complacency setting in. So internally, what's the driver that keeps the folks inside DHS motivated to keep pushing this thing out, to keep pushing people, to encourage people to join this team and to do this work?
It's our 20th year anniversary. The department has evolved. We know that the threat environment has evolved, continues to evolve. And so if we get stale, if we pause and sit back and say, been there, done that, we know that our adversaries are hoping that that would be our approach. And we're Homeland Security. We know better than to do that. And so we have leadership that has continued to support this campaign. I joined the department 1 year after the campaign was created, and looking at having just a couple of states that were on board, and now every state and most territories have partnered with this campaign. It's a local initiative first. It's a personal commitment first. And so we have taken the approach as a department, as we evolve, creating new offices every single day, that our partners within the department, all of our components, all of our employees, 260,000, that they are championing the campaign in their local communities and around the world, and then also within our private sector partners.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for doing this. Before we go, though, I want to ask you if you have any final thoughts you'd like to add. As you know, you make this pitch to our listeners and viewers about the importance of taking this seriously and realizing that it could be your neighborhood. It could be you one day, as opposed to something that's way over there that you may not know about or be connected with.
Yes. I encourage you as your neighbor, and we are in the WTOP listening audience in this community, we're neighbors. And so I encourage you as myself and my family and friends to pledge to protect. We are going about our day. We are in the National Capital Region. We know that there are incidents that are happening within Washington, D.C. proper. But you step right outside the door, you're in a neighborhood, you're in a community, you are at a place of worship, you are at a school, you are going about your day. Take the pledge, take the time to visit our site, dhs.gov/CSAIDay, to learn more about the indicators of suspicious activity, how you can report it, and the network of supporters that are here for you and champion your success each and every day.
Well, Corinda Washington, thank you so much for talking to us today and sharing this important message.
Thank you so much, AJ. Thank you so much.
Corinda Washington is Executive Director of DHS's Social Impacts and Campaigns. Gigi Green, WTOP News.